I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She was in the Victoria's Secret model fleet, and she knows the secret to folding a fitted sheet. It's Watch What Happens Live with Martha Stewart and Carly Kloss now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse with two women who both know their way around some needle and thread. But tonight, I will be the one doing the needling. Thank you. If your New Year's resolution was to get organized, my first guest got you covered. Her new book, Martha Stewart's Organizing, the Manual for Bringing Order to Your Home Life and Routines, is out now. Welcome back, Martha Stewart.
Thank you.
Great to see you, Martha. I always love when you're here. And she is the perfect fit as the host of Project Runway, even if some of the garments she critiques don't fit quite right at all. Please welcome back our friend, Carly Kloss. Great to see you. I love it that you are both wearing black. We have so much fun stuff to get to tonight. And on tonight's Project Runway, their design challenge was based on their personal heritage. Now they're here mixing drinks until we all forget where we came from. Over at the bar, it's designers Jeffrey Mack and Shavi Lewis. Hey, Shavi. Shavi, I'm sorry about tonight. Were you surprised?
Yeah.
Yes,
very much so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I know. Listen, it's tough. It's so tough to be a judge. And also, it's like every episode, I like love my job, but then I'm like, oh, somebody's dreams I have to crush today.
Yes.
Like, it sucks.
Martha, on the other hand, Martha loves crushing dreams, right? Right?
Not really, especially not the children.
Yes, of course, not the children. Martha, you recently posted an amazing picture on your Instagram. You are in bed with Tina Turner. Naturally, I have a whole bunch of questions about it. Is that your bed or your guest room or not your
home? No, it's the guest room in my friend's house.
In your friend's house?
I would never do that in my house.
Why not?
I don't know. Tina would never go into my bed.
She wouldn't? Did Tina spend the night that night?
She did.
She did?
Yeah.
You two said you had a cozy chat. What kinds of things did you talk about?
Well, we were talking about her new show on Broadway.
You were?
Yeah.
Did she give you any feedback about the bedding on the bed?
No, but she was comfy. She didn't want to get out. She didn't want to come to the dinner party we were throwing for her.
Oh, you were? Was there any
cuddling? That night. The guests were arriving, and she was still in bed.
Under the covers. Mm-hmm. Was there any cuddling?
Well, yeah, we're friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did Tina have cold feet under the covers?
No.
No, she did not.
She's a dancer. Dancers don't have cold feet.
No, right. Any serenading of you by Tina?
Nope.
No. All right. Thank you very much. Well, it's an incredible picture. I loved it. Your questions for Martha and Carly are coming in. But before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, as Carly says on Project Runway in fashion, one day you're in and the next you're out. So I wonder which 2019 fashion trends she wants to stay in and which she wants phased out in 2020. Let's go with Carly or Car Leave It Alone. How do you feel about fanny packs?
I'm here for a fanny pack. Very functional, can be very, very trendy. I like it.
Utility jumpsuits and coveralls.
Sure. Streetwear, cool. Yeah, I'm into it.
You're into it.
Hard to find tiny, long enough for me, honestly.
Tiny sunglasses.
Yes.
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 Comforter coats.
Yeah, honestly yes. As well. I love an oversized kind of proportion like that.
Bucket hats.
I'm no, gonna pass on that one. Leave it.
Okay. Ultra bright eyeshadow.
There is a time and a place for that.
There's a time and a place for it.
Not every day.
Yes, not every day. Statement sneakers.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
All right. Thank you very much, Carly. Here's what. Martha's website has a separate tab for stewed recipes like her half-hour chicken gumbo. But it was Martha herself who got a little stewed when Anthony from Queer Eye neglected to tag her in a picture on his Instagram. In honor of that, I have questions about what other things make Martha stew. Martha, cash bars at weddings?
Oh, that's unacceptable.
Unacceptable. People who pronounce pecans as pecans.
That does not bother me.
Oh, it does not bother you?
No.
Okay. Paper napkins.
That's fine.
Okay.
Especially if you're eating barbecue.
Yes. You know potty what? Humor.
Potty humor, leave it to the four-year-olds.
Yes. Weed-infused dinners.
Pretty good.
Yes. ungracious house guests.
Well, that's unacceptable.
What is the perfect house guest gift, by the way?
That's a great question.
House guest gift?
Yeah, if I'm staying at your house, what could I give you that would
please you? I thought what I was going to give
no,
you.
No, no, what I would give you if I could.
$5,000 or something.
Okay. getting seated next to a celebrity you don't like at an event, does that make you stew?
No. Smile and bear with it.
Dry turkey.
Very bad.
Fake flowers.
Well, not really acceptable.
All right. Thank you very much, Martha. Here's what. Now that we've covered what makes Martha
stew. By those rules.
Yeah, exactly. Now that we've covered what makes her stew, I was hoping we could get her to spoon feed some life advice to a group of people who are barely domestic or even housebroken, my staff. Martha, I have some anonymous staff questions. Marie Kondo says to get rid of any item that doesn't spark joy. Is that a total crock?
I think that's a mistake.
That's a mistake.
Because it might be worth a fortune. What if it's a piece of porcelain that is rare and priceless.
Good point. Yep. My best friend wants to have 12 bridesmaids. Is that too many to coordinate?
Oh, no.
No?
No, I love big weddings.
You love big weddings. Okay, how does one go about getting sex stains out of one's sheets?
Wash them.
any go-to stain remover that you...
For that?
Yeah.
No, anything. You know, Tide.
Okay, Tide. What do you do with shopping bags aside from shoving them in a cupboard and quickly closing the door so they don't spill?
Oh, I throw away the ugly ones.
Okay.
I fold up the nice ones and I keep them nicely lined up so I... By size.
Okay.
And if I need a small one, I'll reuse it. You know, reuse is good.
I desperately need a salad spinner, but I have no space. Are there easy alternatives to dry my greens?
Well, you can use a steamer basket and put your greens in there and then go like this.
Okay.
All the water will fly out all over your kitchen and make a big mess. So I would suggest finding space for a small salad spinner.
Holiday cards, keep them or toss them?
Oh, well, I just did that the other night. I saved all my holiday cards in a big basket. I went through every single one, save the addresses, because you have to send those people cards next year.
Yes.
If they're not on your list.
Okay.
And then I threw away the cards, except for the ones that have pictures of all their kids, because I'd like to see them year to year.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you very much, Martha. Finally, on this season of Project Runway, the designers have responded to the judges' constructive criticism by serving it right back. But here's what. One moment from 2 weeks ago got everyone talking. Watch this.
It's definitely wearable in some place. I cannot see Carly wearing it anywhere, honestly. Like,
not even to dinner with the Kushners?
Oh, no, Tyler, don't say that out loud.
Holy
That's your husband.
I was going to Paris. That was your challenge here.
I know.
Keep it to the challenge.
Carly, I want you to know that I'm not a jerk. I'm professional, so what I said earlier had no hidden agenda, no meaning, no, like, nothing like that.
Thank you.
So the clip really went viral. What was your reaction to that?
Well, listen, I was honored to be one of the first memes of the decade.
Yes.
but honestly, the real tragedy of this whole thing is that no one is talking about how terrible that dress was.
Okay.
That's why he went home.
Right. Okay.
And no, I would not wear that dress to any dinner.
Okay, to any dinner.
Any kind of dinner.
You know, I have to say, there is, I think one of the things that came out of it is there is so much speculation about your home life and your family. Can I ask you about it a little bit?
Ask me anything. I'm an open book.
Okay.
For my St. Louis fellow.
Exactly. We're St. Louisans. Are you on the same page politically with the family?
Andy.
Yes.
I'm sure I'm not the only person in this country who does not necessarily agree with their family on politics.
Uh-huh.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, that is a good answer.
I voted as a Democrat in 2016, and I plan to do the same in 2020.
Wow,
very good. You announced that.
Yeah. You're very politically active, which is why it made me, I mean, I know you're involved in
Planned Parenthood. I'm very passionate about different issues, you know, women's reproductive health, and, you know, I'm very involved with Planned Parenthood. As are you.
Yeah.
Next time we're both home in St. Louis, you should come volunteer with me.
I would love to. I would absolutely love to. What I gather from it, from things that I've heard, this is quite a love story, actually. You fell in love in 2012, long before the election, and you fell in love with a private person, and you've been through a lot in your relationship. You talked about it a little bit last time you were here. You converted to Judaism. I mean, what can you tell us about all that you've been through?
I met my man in 2012.
Yeah.
I was 19 years old.
Wow.
It was 2012. It was a different world.
Yeah.
And my man and I have been through a lot together. And, you know, I'm so proud that he's my partner. It's not been easy, but it's worth it. You know, and I would make that same decision a million times again.
Very cool. I love it. Well, thank you for humoring me. Let's go to Sarah from Wyoming. Hey, Sarah, what's your question?
Hi, what was it like meeting Chip and Joanna Gaines at the Time Gala this year? And is it true that you didn't know who they were?
No, it is not true. And Chip made a big story about it. I knew exactly who they are.
You did?
Of course.
Yeah.
And I admire them. I admire what they've done. And I was kind of taken aback that he made up that story.
Right, because you knew them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're published by the same publisher as my magazine.
Right. Yeah, so, Martha knows what's going on, people.
Martha knows everything.
Yeah, honestly.
Don't mess with
her.
Yeah,
exactly. Especially in her territory. Let's go to Erica from Virginia. Hey, Erica, thanks for the nice Christmas card. What's your question?
Hey, Andy, my question is for Carly. Hey, Carly, what was going through your mind when Sergio was rude to Cyndi Lauper? And do you think he's being overconfident with his talent?
Listen, I was raised, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say it at all.
Right.
But I really think you have to respect, you know, she's an icon.
Yes.
Cindy's an icon. And, you know, if you don't have something nice to say, certainly don't say it on live TV.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, let's go to Cinnamon from Florida. Hey, Cinnamon, what's your question for Martha Stewart?
Hey, Andy, thank you. My question is for Martha. What do you think of the news that Gwyneth Paltrow is selling a candle called This Smells Like My Vagina at Goop? And that it is
smells like Martha what?
No.
My
oh,
vagina.
Oh, and they sold out. She has a candle
it's
that's
kind of genius.
Called Smells Like My Vagina, and it's sold out.
I'm sure it's sold out. I mean, she does that kind of irritating... You know, she's trying to zhuzh up the public to listen to her.
Okay.
And that's great. I mean, let her do her thing.
Okay.
And I wouldn't buy that candle.
Right. So to be clear, you don't want a candle that smells like Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. What does it say about America that the candle is now sold out?
I think it's not America. I think it's a lot of guys who are horny.
Okay, horny guys are buying that candle. Let's go to Garrett from Carly in my home state of Missouri with
yes!
a question for Carly. What's your question, Garrett?
Hey, Annie. Yeah, Carly, since you just shot your 40th Vogue cover, if you could go back and redo one shoot, which one would it be?
Ooh. Wow, you've been on the cover of Vogue 40 times?
I didn't realize that.
That Paris Vogue cover.
Oh, you're
the
so
The recent
sweet.
One, oh my gosh, that was so beautiful. I know, I love that cover.
By the way, they have the same birthday.
Yeah,
Martha
by the way,
and Carly have the same birthday.
Same year, same birthday. Yeah. I wish I was as organized as you.
Right. Would you reshoot any Vogue cover?
I would, one of my favorite, I mean, Steven Meisel is the most iconic, you know, fashion photographer, and it's a privilege to be on his set. I feel like I learned how to be a model on his set, and there was an Italian Vogue cover that I am still really proud of.
All right, it's game time, everybody. Carly Kloss stands at an impressive 6'2". While I've long stated my height to be a Jewish 5'9", I wonder if my guests can pick out which celebs do tower over Carly. It's time to play Are They Taller Than Carly? I'm going to present you guys with some other tall, famous glasses of water. You'll guess if they are taller than Carly. Okay, is Naomi Campbell taller than Carly?
No. Am I allowed to?
No, she's not. She's 5'10". Is Jake Gyllenhaal taller than Carly?
No.
No, he's not. He's the 5'11". Is Liam Neeson taller than Carly?
Yes.
Probably.
Yes, he is taller.
I think I've grown since this game was made.
What about Gwendolyn Christie?
I bet you, I think she's 6'3"-ish.
I don't know her.
Okay,
Martha
comes
slower.
In with the Mariah Carey line. Okay, Michelle Obama, is she taller than Carly?
No,
she's not. She's 5'11". What about Liam Hemsworth?
No. Why did we lost three?
All
hold
right.
On,
what about
on.
Jeff Goldblum?
No, definitely not.
Yes.
Really?
What about Aisha Tyler?
I don't know.
Either.
No. Okay, last up, Channing Tatum. Is Channing Tatum taller than Carly?
I feel like he... Maybe. Everybody's smaller in Hollywood than you like dream them to be. So
you're right, he's not. Carly takes the game. Thanks for playing. Okay, so you were both born on August 3rd.
Yes. Same year.
Best day of the year.
Well, you're both Leos. I want to share some characteristics of people born on the 3rd of August. You are energized when in a group setting. Mm-hmm. Never shy away from the chance to take center stage and entertain your friends. People love your positive outlook on life, Martha. Ooh. You always find the bright side of things, Carly. You work tirelessly toward your goals and do whatever you can to better yourself. Very good.
But why am I so much less organized than Martha?
I have a hard time
explaining. You're about half my age.
Carly, Margot H. Facebooked us and wants to know, what does Carly wear to dinner with the Kushners?
Honestly, I'm very casual. No matter where I'm going.
Right.
I feel like I wear my gym clothes kind of everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Athleisure?
I'm an athleisure.
Martha, how do you feel about that?
It's great. She looks fantastic in anything.
Mark, on the opposite, Joan D. Facebook, Martha, did you really used to have naked swimming parties and why?
Saving that for my autobiography.
Yes. Okay, good. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to this excited dog's reaction to meeting his new human baby brother. He even gives the baby his toys. Have you seen this? You're going to love it.
Oh.
Are you going to show him your toys?
He's so happy. It's cute until you remember that dog is probably just excited to have someone else in the house who sometimes poops where they're not supposed to. Tonight's Jackal goes to the bad wig bandit who's robbed a string of banks in North Carolina while wearing a different wig for each robbery. The local police have released this official statement.
Now go to sleep, wig.
All right, I want to thank Martha, Carly, Jeffrey, and Shabby for being here.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you.
That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
All right, we're back. Martha's book is called Organizing, the Manual for Living Order to Your Life, Home and Routines, out now. Carly stars on Project Runway Thursdays at 9 on Bravo. Jeffrey and Shavi are here from Project Runway. Let's go to Alyssa from New York. Hey, Alyssa, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, my question's for Martha.
Okay.
Martha, what was your reaction to Snoop Dogg posting a meme that you have more street cred than the rapper Tekashi because you didn't snitch on anyone during your trial?
I like that.
You liked it. You liked it.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, Snoop is.
Yep.
Yes.
All right, let's go to
Karen from Virginia. Hey, Karen, what's your question?
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
My question is for Carly. What are you most excited about for your friend Katy Perry's upcoming wedding to Orlando Bloom? And have you given her any wedding planning advice?
I am so excited for Katy in Orlando. I think, you know what, love wins, always. And I'm so excited for their celebration of their love with their wedding. And I think she knows how to put on a tour. She can throw a good party. I don't think she needs any help with her wedding.
Right. Let's go to Amanda from Boston. Hey, Amanda, what's your question?
Hi, Andy, Carly, and Martha. Your show is my bright light in this dark world.
Oh.
My question is for Martha.
Okay.
What was your impression of Tom D'Agostino when you met him at your first New York apartment, and how pissed were you when he wouldn't return your pie dish?
Well, the apartment looked so different. He kind of ruined it. And leave it at that.
Yes. And give me back my pie dish. Let's go to Vanessa from New York. Hey, Vanessa, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question is for Carly.
Okay.
Out of all of the challenges you've seen over the past two seasons, which runway look do you think was the laziest?
Laziest runway look.
You guys want to weigh in on this? Yeah. Honestly, I feel like Jeffrey could probably have good perspective.
What, for laziest?
Laziest.
Yeah. Oh, what'd you say? From the past?
Shavi.
I mean.
Well, it wasn't the past two seasons. The only one that sticks out was like previously. But the past two seasons of really talented designers have been, oh, okay, I know. Frankie from last season. Yeah, that was a bit.
Which episode was
it
that?
It was the first episode.
Okay.
The swimsuit with the strap.
Yeah. Ooh. It's so hard. I have such empathy and respect for what you guys are going through because it is short time to be really creative and really kind of, you know, productive with the materials you have at hand. So it is not easy.
No.
And I understand that, but some people can thrive under that pressure and others can't.
Yeah. I want to thank Martha and Carly and the guys. For more, click on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient.
Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.